A Samoan chief has been found guilty of slavery. This is the first conviction of its type in modern New Zealand history. Joseph Matamata was sentenced to 11 years in prison on 13 charges of slavery and 10 charges of human trafficking. Over a 20-year period, he lured Samoan citizens to New Zealand and then forced them to work for nothing. As a lawyer, Luke Geary tells Damien Carrick that similar crimes are being committed here in Australia.
It was a Samoan chief, in fact, who was prosecuted over in New Zealand. He had effectively taken into slavery 13 victims who he brought to New Zealand from Samoa under deception. And after a lengthy prosecution, he was ultimately found guilty and then sentenced to 11 years in jail. Certainly, insofar as that scene is suggested over in New Zealand, it's being tipped as the tip of the iceberg.
As I understand it, he sort of led his victims into thinking that they were coming to New Zealand for horticultural work.
Fruit picking, yeah. It's a hallmark of trafficking that people get tricked, trapped, and then trafficked. And so often people are brought across a border for reasons that they believe to be genuine, which soon materialise to be completely false. So in this instance, it was people on a property where they were working with orchards and wineries, and they were all poor people who couldn't speak English. Many of them couldn't read, so they didn't really have any opportunity to escape.
What, he farmed them out and if you like, subcontracted them out to local farmers and vignerons, to local kind of employers and people who could use their labour, and then what, basically skimmed off their wages?
Yeah, and certainly on his property as well, but these individuals were given very short visas, and then ultimately they would be working illegally and he would be able to hold it over them. And so that's a very common hallmark of what happens in these cases. I've acted in over 100 cases within Australia over the last 15 years, and you can almost spot it as a very simple pattern. What happened in that case in New Zealand is textbook from what we've seen over here.
What have you seen over here? Tell me about some of the cases that you've been involved with.
Well, I've done a lot in the diplomatic service, so people who were housekeepers or babysitters for people who were in the inner circles within Canberra representing overseas countries. I think there's a fairly difficult environment for international relations reasons, where some countries bring people from their home nation to Australia under the norms of that country, which might mean exploitative wages or conditions. Due to the way that those communities operate within Canberra, it's fairly invisible. So there's been a number of cases in those circles. We've done a lot in terms of restaurants and hospitality. Often people associate human trafficking or slavery with the sex industry, but it's certainly much, much broader than that, Damien.
But what about horticulture and agriculture?
Yeah, Australia has had a very difficult time with circumstances of labour exploitation on farms. So certainly country New South Wales and Queensland have had cases where people have been working very long hours under horrible conditions out in the fields where there's no one else around to identify them and to rescue them. So that's certainly an area where people are prone to exploitation. They're often here on visas which require them to work certain numbers of hours. And if their employer is a bit ruthless, then all the conditions are there for exploitation.
Going on in and amongst us, sometimes before our very eyes. Lawyer Luke Geary, a partner with Mills Oakley, speaking with Damien Carrick. And you can hear more about modern slavery and where it is and where it happens, even here in Australia, on the Law Report this afternoon at 5:30 here on RN, or available anytime as a podcast.